from KQED.
Who knows what's next in health care reform? Republican efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act are on hold after Senate Republicans failed to even get debate going on their health care bill this week. In the Bay Area, as health reporter Laura Clivens found, clinicians are relieved but still nervous for low-income patients.
The Republicans wanted to cut funding for Medi-Cal, the health plan for low-income people and people with disabilities. Part of the Affordable Care Act expanded Medi-Cal coverage to people just above the poverty line. In California, that benefited 3.8 million people. Dr. Portia Mack works at a safety net clinic in Hayward.
I saw a new group of patients that didn't have health care before. It was a working class group, people who had non-traditional salaries, meaning that they're in like the food service industry and rely on tips, or real estate agents who rely on commission.
Medi-Cal has always been a major provider of health care in California. Since the ACA expansion, it now covers a third of all residents in the state. With that growth, California brings in more healthcare dollars. They flow into community clinics like Dr. Max, Tiburcio Vasquez Health Center.
Tiburcio has expanded in the last several years, but there's still more to do. There's still more outreach to do.
But the money allowed Tiburcio Vasquez to construct an entirely new clinic. And they shifted from paper to electronic health records. CEO David Vliet says they expanded dental care too.
When we are able to make sure that Mr. Smith or Mrs. Rodriguez doesn't show up in the ER with tooth pain, everyone in the community enjoys lower costs because of that.
While Vliet says he's relieved for now, he'll continue to watch what happens in D.C. closely. And so will doctors across the bay at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. Some of them have been working for months to protect the ACA. Dr. Emily Thomas said that type of activism should keep going.
Even though the BCRA has collapsed at the Senate, the threat is still there for our patients, and our patients are relying on everyone in this room to continue to advocate for their expanded access to care.
There is a chance Senate Republicans try to revive the stalled health plan. That's what happened months ago in the House. I'm Laura Clivens, KQED News.